You are listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Creative Impact. I'm your host, Deb Pollack. Each week, we meet artists and creatives who choose to live, work, and create in Washtenaw County, and they add so much to the vibrancy of this place we call home. Usually, my guests have roots firmly planted in the greater Ann Arbor area, but not this week. This week, we get to welcome someone to town. As listeners have heard, Russ Collins is stepping down after 43 years at the helm of the Michigan and State Theaters. After a national search, the Marquee Arts Board of Directors has named Molly Rowan Deckard as his replacement. I'm so pleased that Molly is going to join me here today from Florida, where she is packing up and getting ready to move to our town. I think this is her first local media interview, and I'm excited about that. Molly, welcome to town and to Creative Impact.
Thank you so much, Deb. I'm excited to be with you today.
Yeah. So first of all, congratulations on your appointment. And I should let listeners know that because of my close relationship with Russ, you and I have spent some time together already. You've been to town a couple of times now. So what are a few of the things you want community members to know about you?
Ooh, that's a good one. Well, I mean, I have a long history working in the arts. So it really is my passion. I've always loved building community through the arts, and I'm very excited to bring my, you know, collaboration and creativity to such a wonderful, long-standing historic organization.
Well, that's great. So, but still here in this day and age, choosing where you want to work is as important as what you will do when you get there. What's appealing about Ann Arbor and Washtenaw County and frankly, Michigan?
Well, you know, I'm a little new, but I have, to your point, been up a few times, and it has such a wonderful culturally rich vibe to it. You can see it. And I've had an opportunity to meet some of the other cultural leaders and have just been very impressed with not only their experience, but what they do in the town. And it's just an educated, lovely city. I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Well, I'm wondering, you know, moving to town is one thing, but you're going to be running a fabled organization that basically, in its almost 100 years, has had two directors, Jerry Hogue, who served for 46 years, and Russ Collins, who served for 43. That could be really exciting or quite daunting. How are you feeling?
Yeah, you know, I was a little intimidated when I read the prospectus and looked at Russ's long history. But I have to tell you, there has been just this lovely transition plan between Russ and the organization and really bringing me into the fold. I've spent now 2 weeks with Russ off and on, and his history of restoring this theater is just, I think, unmatched. And, you know, you can tell how much he loves it, how passionate he is about it. He's extremely well connected, and he's just been so warm and inviting that I really feel much more prepared now to take over.
So that's absolutely one thing, but what's in your past that you'll be able to apply to running the Michigan and the State Theater and all the programs that that they hold?
Yeah. Well, you know, I have a history of live events and have run facilities with acreage, with, you know, physical plants. So I think I'll bring to the table you know, creative live programming, and then my ability to run a historic venue, because there's a lot that goes into that, too. It's just as big a part as the programming, in my opinion. You know, we've got to keep it vibrant and gorgeous.
You know, as listeners know, I used to work at the Michigan Theater. That's how Russ and I met. And one of the things he instilled in me right from the very beginning, and it's frankly written into the mission of the organization, is that the mission is to preserve and activate the Michigan Theater for the benefit of the community and the arts. So the building itself, and now the State Theater, is really the core anchor to that institution. It's what you fill it with that keeps the community connected, because we certainly didn't want to just have a museum. I'm not going to ask you really if you're ready yet to make any changes, but you know, is there anything exciting you're thinking about bringing here?
You know, I think as an organization that also focuses on storytelling through film and events, I think that we could institute some programming that is more don't know if the right word is emerging, but people are natural content creators, and I'd love to empower those factions of the community to make stories, tell stories, and then exhibit them. You know, we have these wonderful spaces that I think we can activate in a different way. But the programming's super solid, and I love how the community currently accesses the space. And then you've got, you know, just these Broadway giants that come in. Like, you know, I had the opportunity to watch Bernadette Peters the other night. It's just a little bit of magic.
And a little bit of for everybody, you know, that I think that's part of it too. Our guest is Molly Rowan Deckert. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU's Creative Impact. So Molly, I know you're also engaged with arts and creative advocacy work. And personally, I'm really excited to have another ally come to town to insist in that work here in Washtenaw County and the work that Creative Washtenaw does. Truly though, advocacy is not top of mind for most people seeking a career or life in the arts. In fact, most people who work in the arts don't even think about advocacy. What was your introduction to that kind of work?
Oh, golly. Well, frustration.
I totally get that.
Yeah, I got involved with advocacy because I watched a lot of my creative friends leave for places that better supported their talent. And that became a real sticking point for me. So I became very invested in the concepts and infrastructure that needed to be built to keep creatives in the town that they are educated in, that they've chosen to live in, and then really trying to shift, you know, civic policy and views around creatives and how really necessary they are to, you know, attracting new talent. If you don't have the arts and that vibrant cultural sector, people don't want to live there and they don't want to stay. So it really is a symbiotic relationship that has become 20 years of my work.
Right. And with that, you know, is there any quick answer to success, or is it a constant drip, drip, drip?
It shouldn't be a constant drip, drip, drip. I mean, unfortunately, it is. But it does need to be a collective effort between your city, your county, your nonprofit organizations, your higher ed institutions. Everybody has a stake in the game. You know, whether it be education or workforce development or, you know, just public art initiatives. It really does take everyone pushing in the right direction to make it work.
Absolutely. And you've attended, as you said, a couple of the cultural leaders sessions that we hold through Creative Washtenaw. And we've talked a lot about the lack of public funding for the arts in sector in Washtenaw County. Since you have participated, lived in communities that do invest and have public policy in support of the arts and creative industries, can you tell us, you know, the benefits of that, not only just for the people that are working in the field and producing these programs, but for the community as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, art is what makes us human. We're the only animal on the planet that does it. And so to, you know, highlight it in ways and programming that is free and accessible to all is important. You know, we don't want the arts to be pay to play. And, you know, when you go and see a theater production, you know, you might see five people on stage, but there's 30 people behind it. And subsidies for the arts, you know, are necessary. And the result of supporting the arts is you get a really vibrant, beautiful society. You know, a place to live, and places that do invest in the arts wind up making the top 10 list for job creation, for growth, for livability. You know, all of these things are interconnected. And, you know, Boise, where I come from, is a really good example of when you invest in those things. You know, Boise was a flyover town. Now it makes every top 10 list you can imagine.
Well, and we make a lot of top 10 lists too. But our work is still cut out for us, mostly because currently we're privately funded by individuals and we don't have foundations and corporations. This has been a constant drone on Creative Impact for me. But anyway, I'm looking forward to having a partner in crime here and to, you know, help make things happen. And most importantly, we are looking forward to welcoming you to the Michigan Theater and the State Theaters and to see how you shape it as it moves towards its 100th anniversary in 2028. I want to say thank you for being on the show and for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Deb. And thank you for all you've done for impacting the creative sector. in Washtenaw County.
Well, as you know, it's all about love and passion and a mission, a personal mission to make these things move forward. So I share that with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Molly Rowan Deckard, who on January 1st, 2025, takes the reins at the Michigan and State Theaters. Find out more about Molly at WEMU.org. You've been listening to Creative Impact. I'm Deb Pollack, President and CEO of Creative Washtenaw, and your host, Matt Hobson, is our producer. Please join us every Tuesday to meet the people who make Washtenaw creative. This is 89.1 WEMU FM, Ypsilanti Public Radio from Eastern Michigan University.